This is Center Stage, a celebration of performing arts in Sonoma County. It's brought to you by the Green Music Center at Sonoma State University. On the KSRO live line with us, Josh Windmiller. He is the festival director for the Railroad Square Music Festival coming up Sunday. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
So far, so good. This is the fifth time around for the festival, right?
Yeah, this is, so we've been doing free music in downtown Santa Rosa in Railroad Square for 5 years now. Yeah, and it just gets better every year. We have more better crew growing, volunteers, and that sort of stuff, and the word keeps getting out.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for sharing the word about this.
Happy to do it. It's become quite the thing, Josh, the Railroad Square Music Festival. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it just started out as a few of us that, trying to make music happen in our community, putting shows on in backyards or wherever we can, just deciding to kind of get together and see if we can make it happen to take it to the next level and actually, you know, pull permits and make a street fair. And it's just grown every single year. I think people really like the accessibility of it. We're right downtown in Railroad Square. There's no fee to enter. And so I think people just really enjoy the opportunity to go on out and experience music with their family for free.
Set the scene for us, Josh, thing. If you will. Set the scene for Sunday. What do we walk into?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we do is we have downtown Santa Rosa Railroad Square right around the SMART train, right around the depot there.
Yeah.
The streets are barricaded off and closed. It's a street fair on Wilson Avenue between 6th and 3rd, and then we have 4th Street and 5th Street as well, going up to Davis right there where all the shops are and that sort of stuff. We have stages at the edge of each street, so we have four stages. Each stage has 4 to 5 great regional acts. Our headliner is Royal Jelly Jive, who played Bottle Rock earlier.
Nice.
They are a fantastic group. They're bringing their horns, they're bringing their dancers, they're kind of a swing, funky group. But we have many, many genres. John Courage is playing. He's a local rock guru with the guitar and rock and roll. We've got everything from we have a DJ that'll be there. We have some hip hop. We have some jazz music, and we have a bunch of like folk Americana stuff on these four stages. The idea is that there's something for everyone. There's something for all ages. We even have a kids area with a kids stage. But the idea is that you can come on down and wander around and find your new favorite band as well, and enjoy Railroad Square. It's a great neighborhood. The restaurants are all open. Some of them are doing some special deals. We have great vendors from around the area and the vendors in the square as well. It's just a lovely street fair that really you could spend all day at. It's noon to 7, totally free. You can take the train there. The public transit drops you off right there. And there's a lot of good parking in the area that is free on Sunday as well. So anyway, the idea is to make a space that's accessible and as fun as can be.
It's also nice, Josh, mm-hmm. to not have to tell people where to get tickets because none are needed.
Yeah. I know. It's you see the look on people's faces sometimes when I'm telling them about that out there. They're like, it's free?
Yeah.
And yes, it is. And that's an important part of it. A family or someone can really only go to one or two festivals a year just
accomplish.
Because of budgeting. Yeah, so the idea is to make something where even someone who isn't a diehard music fan who's going to be spending whatever amount to go to a large music festival can go and see something. And the acts are fantastic. A lot of the bands that we've worked with over the years have gone off to do some really amazing stuff as well. So it's a great opportunity to see the great talent that our local culture and arts scene has all year round.
And there's
actually
a lot of it
so
available
more.
To us. Yeah. You're absolutely right. It's from noon to 7 on Sunday in Railroad Square, the 5th annual Railroad Square Music Festival. Josh Windmiller is the guy behind it. Josh, good luck on Sunday.
Thank you so much, Fred. I really appreciate it.
A pleasure. That's Center Stage, a celebration of performing arts in Sonoma County, brought to you by the Green Music Center at SSU.